The Bureau of Land Management and Rocky Mountain Resource Holdings, or RMR, have been in discussion about a possible expansion of the old Mid-Continent Limestone Quarry in North Glenwood Springs. The quarry, now permitted for 20 acres, is a dust-colored scar on the side of Iron Mountain, visible from the west side of Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. David Boyd, BLM Public Affairs Specialist for Northwestern Colorado, told KDNK that the current permit crosses six mining claims, a small portion of what RMR actually holds.
In all in this area, they have a total of 41 mining claims, which total more than 800 acres.
The Glenwood Springs Post-Independent has reported that RMR's plan could boost the quarry's workforce from 5 to between 40 and 50 full-time employees and add hundreds of truckloads of rock traveling Transfer Trail, Traver Trail, and Devereaux Roads daily. RMR has already contacted potential neighbors of the quarry expansion, but Boyd says BLM has received no formal proposal from the company.
It's not unusual when a proponent of a project, I mean, it could be something like this, it could be a mountain bike race or oil and gas proposal. It's really common at the initial stages for the proponent to come in and just talk with us, like, okay, if we were to propose this, what do we need to do? What do we need to include in our proposal? And those sorts of things. And so that's the stage we're at right now.
Mid-Continent opened the quarry in the mid-1980s to supply rock dust for its mines up Coal Basin near Redstone. When those mines shut down in 1991, the quarry went idle. Colorado-based Calix Minerals got the quarry up and running again a decade ago and sold to RMR in October 2016. The claims were filed under the 1872 mining law, which, says Boyd, will complicate the permitting process. The BLM can't really say no to the mine except under certain circumstances.
Under the regulations, we could basically say no if there's what's called unnecessary or undue degradation, and that's defined very specifically in the law. A lot of what we look at with something like this is what would we permit and how would we mitigate impacts.
Boyd does not expect new permits at the quarry anytime soon. If and when RMR submits an expansion proposal, it will be subject to the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, process of scoping, environmental review, public comments, and a final decision. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.